attention. Mr. Tudor shuts the door of his van. There, Frankie, that's the mortgage job ready. Two special oak cupboards to take to his shop a long way off. He pushed one heavy garage door shut. Frankie pushed the other. They met in the middle. I hope it'll be fine, said Mr. Tudor. It's been a nice drive then. I would like to get back in the country again. What's it like? Asked Frankie. What? Mr. Tudor stared at Frankie. What's what like? The country. Haven't you been ever? Not been. I've seen it on the pictures and on TV. But what's it really like? There's only one thing to do, Mr. Tudor thought. It seems to me it's time you saw for yourself. You were to come. Come, Frankie's voice went up. In a squeak, come with you. Tomorrow, in the van, Frankie still could not believe what he heard. That's right, go home and ask. Out from the two old garages and then among the high blocks of the flats ran Frankie. He couldn't get to his own fast enough. He could hardly breathe when he got up to his door. But his mother said, yes, school holidays were too long for her, and for Frankie, he dashed down the stairs to tell. Mrs. Tudor, he could come. The only trees Frankie knew grew in the park and garden of one old house. The only streets Frankie knew were those near the flats. The only fields Frankie had ever seen were a playing field for football and once an airfield. So he was up bright and early, ready for the country day. Just being up there in the farm was nice. Just sitting there about to belong to the big dirty town. On the edge of the town, houses stood in their own big flower gardens. And then the fields began, not a few, but many. Many spreading as far as Frankie could see, big and green and empty. And then some fields weren't empty. There were cows in them, wriggling about loose. They're big, said Frankie, big. Mr. Tudor stopped the van. He walked up to the gate of the field. Frankie kept a step or two behind.